This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You know, look, I think I want to give you a good answer here, Matt. I don't know the details of everything. You know, I know that Brian feels, I'm sure he would stand up here and tell you that he feels, in some ways he feels bad that happened, obviously. But the way that I feel about Brian Cushing, I'm not going to go down that road. You know, I think that everybody makes mistakes. And, you know, sometimes you pay for your mistakes in different ways. But, you know, he's meant a lot to me in my 4 years here. And he's a tough guy. He's been a captain for us. So I'm just looking forward to, you know, sitting down with him and talking to him and kind of seeing where he's at with everything.
I'm exactly where you think I would be. I'm super yoked and benching 350, 14 straight reps, Ben. Put me on the field. I've got the play range of a man in a wheelchair.
That's really more Daniel Plainview. I feel like I'm going more.
Yeah, it is a little bit.
You ripped that Bane mask off and Bane suffered immense pain. What if Brian Cushing's Bane mask covering a running back out of the backfield?
Yeah, that would be it. Oh! That's him trying to turn his hips and open and run with a running back. Oh!
Honestly, thank how can God you put Zach him back Cunningham on the field after drafted. He's been gone this long? As old
what
as he is,
what
as
is
bad
reason?
As he was
what
before.
Is your reason? What is
There's
your
no reason.
There's no
Dylan
reason.
Cole should be on the field every second he can be.
Well, or Bernardrick and Zach Cunningham.
Yeah. Right. Well, but he's going to probably take Dylan Cole's
steps. So the first year I did the NFL draft stuff was the 15 draft. And Bernardrick McKinney, you know who my comp was on him? Was Brian Cushing. Because he's a banger.
That one out of the park.
He's a banger, and then they drafted him. He's a banger who's physical, limited in coverage. Yeah. They're the same kind of guy. Yeah. I mean, they're the same player. Now, Bernardrick right now is playing like young Cushing. Bernardrick is, like, he's a dude.
He's a
now.
Beast. Oh, there's no question he's a beast, but he is limited on his ability
that's
to
That's why you added Zach Cunningham.
And that's why you added Dylan Cole.
Yeah, and Dylan Cole's an undrafted free who I thought was a fifth-round pick. Like, you know, Dylan Cole had almost a 40-inch vertical, ran a sub-4.6 40. Like, Dylan Cole's this incredible athlete.
Missouri
he's a
State
little bit
is really
stiff.
Proud of him. I can
you
tell
can
you.
See him run, though. Yeah. Like, this dude is – he's a dude. Yeah. Oh, is he the same school that JT is at?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a little bit they of a – he's a little caveman-y looking.
Yeah, but he's
– if you say it softer, people can't hear.
He
looks a little bit like caveman.
They love him.
John would be like – like no one could hear what he's saying because he's talking at a lower level. He's still talking into a microphone.
Everybody can hear what you're saying.
Oh, is that it?
Now, is this not Brian Cushing, though? That a PC principal?
Yeah, same guy.
That's the same guy. He got blocked for that, by the way.
That guy
Poverty
did?
Ghost. Yeah. Poverty Ghost got blocked for putting the picture of Cushing with PC. I don't know who PC principal is. I don't know who that is.
He's in South Park.
Oh, I've never seen him. Joey is here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Joey.
Hey, John and Lance. Joe Lawless, long time no talk.
Hey, Joe. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Not much. I thought I'd be. I played golf with Moose the other day, and he said you guys were back on the air, and I just wanted to call and say congratulations for getting back together.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
And,
good to hear from you.
So, yeah, and then I thought it appropriate to call right after Klein called, you know, for the King of Diamonds deal. So, but wanted to ask a quick Texans question. If what do you guys think as far as if O'Brien didn't have the warden running the show, would Kaepernick be in here right now?
Probably, yeah. It's not going to happen without, as long as Bob McNair owns the team. But I think that Colin Kaepernick is a better, much better option than Tom Savage. He's a better player. He's just a better player. Whether or not you can come here, though, and here's the problem. It's and it has been a while. Josh Johnson proved he. You know what? Oh, Colin Kaepernick hasn't played in a while, Bill, and then yet you go and get Josh Johnson. Well, guess what? Josh Johnson ain't here.
Here's
ain't
the playing. Rumor. The rumor around league circles is that the GM and the head coach would welcome in Colin Kaepernick because they think he would, at least a couple weeks ago, they thought he would give them a better chance of winning.
Yes.
You're not playing for draft position, you know.
No, but let's be honest about it. I know that Kyle Shanahan's playbook is tough, and that's why Jimmy Garoppolo hasn't been on the field, allegedly. Mm-hmm. I think they don't want to win, but allegedly, that's why he hasn't been on the field. He wants him to grasp and have how long would it take Colin Kaepernick and Bill O'Brien to learn Bill O'Brien's system and be serviceable?
No, but here's the counter-argument. I would generally agree with that. The counter-argument is that Bill tightened it up for Deshaun, made changes, and apparently it still takes time.
Well, he had all off-season, though.
Yeah, he had all off-season. Yeah. You don't just – I think people think this is Madden. You just go out there and you push A or B and you have your sight cone.
Gruden was great. He said this morning, he goes, listen, this ain't baseball. You don't trade for a third baseman and you'll bat him third in the order and then turn double plays because that's what you always do. If you're a quarterback going to a new team, it takes a long time.
Terminology takes plenty of time just for terminology, and that's not to mention all your reads and the concepts of the passing game. So it's a lot more complicated than people think. It doesn't just happen. Now, you can tighten up playbooks. You can limit your guys. So, I mean, he could, if Kaepernick was here, for example, they could do things to make it easier. They could make it look complicated with personnel groupings and things like that. But really, it's the same four running plays. Yeah. They could easily do that. So you could have him do that. But to think that, there seems to be this idea that he would come in and just thrive wherever he would play anywhere in the league. Why? Swear to God, y'all didn't have NFL Sunday ticket. No one watched him at all.
Well, he was a 16-4 guy. He also threw for 189 yards a game.
Everything was checked down,
Charlie. Everything.
I mean, Chip Kelly's offense is going to hook up. You might want to take a look at what Nick Foles did in Chip Kelly's offense. Yeah. He was really good, too. Where is he now? The best Kaepernick ever was with Jim Harbaugh when Harbaugh unleashed the Wildcats, the zone read stuff on people out of that diamond formation that was running college and the NFL. Remember when Dom Capers was like, I don't know what this is. This is strange. And Kaepernick's gashing everybody. Then they go in the offseason, and Dom Capers' staff went to A&M and studied with Sumlin. Did you know that?
No.
Capers and the defensive staff studied with A&M and Sumlin because they had Johnny and they were doing stuff, and they got a feel for how does this work? How do we handle it? And they said, here's how you handle it. You attack the mesh point, and you go after the quarterback. Whenever the handoff, you don't play the running back. You always play the quarterback. And the very first game of the year was San Francisco versus the Packers. And Green Bay and Clay Matthews went in and smacked Colin Kaepernick one or two times early, and it was a wrap. It was like, I'm giving this thing every single time. And the zone read was over. And Russell Wilson wasn't doing it anymore as much. I mean, you can sometime, but it wasn't a primary function. And RG3 had issues. And it was like, ooh, this really changed.
Yeah, no. And
imagine that. NFL coordinators, countered something you did.
Right. And quarterbacks getting hit and not wanting any part of that anymore.
That happens.
Yep.
You were an option quarterback.
Yeah.
Weren't you?
Yeah. I got my ass handed to me.
Did you like getting hit?
Oh, no. Handed to me plenty. 812 ESPN 97.5. And not by Clay Matthews.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Bun B's going to be coming up next. He's just getting, I think he's just pulling in right now. So we will bring on the Trillo G in
Fidence?
Studio with us.
What about Fidence?
Yeah, I see him.
We got to take a break, but Fidence, hang there with us here on ESPN 97.5. I got to talk about my bookie. Hey, mybookie.ag. MyBookie.ag is the place to go to put that wager down. Who do you like this weekend? You got all of these championship games going down with basically, this is basically the quarterfinals for the college football season. And you know who's going to win. You like a side. You like it a lot. Well, are you going to be able to put anything down? Go with somebody that will actually pay you when you win. That's what they're doing every single day at mybookie.ag, mybookie.ag. Put in the promo code radio and they'll match up to 50% right now. But you also got casino gambling. You will love it, I'm telling you. And there's still plenty to play. There's NBA. There's NHL. There's college basketball. pro basketball. Still, you got all these bowl games to look forward to. You got the NFL 5 weeks left, and you got you still got the playoffs as well. So you're looking for something to do? How about it? Get out. Get on board. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. I did that time and spent that bread. I'm headed
home. I'm almost there. I'm on my way. To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 817 ESPN 97.5.
This is Bun here. Listen.
Uh-oh. Turn it up. Crank it down.
Okay, it's clean.
Oh, P. Diddy. I
did this move.
I know.
All right, you grabbed Bun is grabbed this Kurt Cobain's also from, not Kurt Cobain, Kurt Cobain's from Houston area. So he's the one singing right now.
Kurt Cobain's?
Kurt Cobain's.
Kurt Cobain's with a Z. Bangs.
Well, good, that makes it fun.
Not Kurt Cobain. He is not on this track.
No. He's dead.
So Bun is about to be, and he's. So they he's went downstairs the to get him. He is not on the track at all. Matt Lauer, another one got today.
Yep,
he did something bad. We don't know what it was, but he's off.
Rest in peace.
Done. Matt Lauer, you're out.
It must have been bad too. It was one complaint. Beat it. Mm-hmm. Beat it. Longtime NBC Today host. One indiscretion. It might have happened a lot of times though.
Somebody drove by the HEB. Man, it is so foggy outside. It's crazy. Yeah. So they're waiting for y'all at the vacant HEB parking lot, and there's no Astros. There's no janky Astros pop up thing that some guy from East Bernard set up in the corner.
The party's December 22nd. I think you're a little early. Mm-hmm. December 22nd. What is today anyway? Today's the day Fidencio called the show. Got back in on the show. Welcome, Fidence. How are you?
I'm good, guys. It's a good morning. You guys have Bun B. I graduated from TJ in Port Arthur, and when I was in high school, our locker room, they had a guy in shop who, I think it's trademarked now, but the Trill ass, you know what, we had a big board hanging up in our locker room, and I remember everybody having their cassettes and putting them in the jam box back in the day.
Neat, neat stuff. Bun B's just walking in the studio right now, as a matter of fact, Fidence.
Yeah, it's awesome. I remember it from back in the 90s. And
Fidence went to school with you.
No, he actually was a little bit ahead of me. I graduated in 94.
Oh, yeah. I came out in 91.
Yeah, he was older, and, you know, they had, like I said, they were a big impression on all the – they were everywhere back when I was growing up. And, you know, back then, of course, he was with Pimp C, and then Lincoln was our rival back then as well.
Oh, yeah.
Golden Triangle.
And now they're all one, Port Arthur Memorial.
Which is strange still to me, because Jefferson,
I can't get with it. I mean, I'm glad that they're doing well, and Kenny's doing a good job of coaching over there, but it's different.
But it needed to be done, because I think quiet has kept people from that area. Having those two high schools kept a lot of that city segregated.
You know, did you see the article about Earl Thomas in ESPN, how Earl Thomas said he's from Orange. I mean, it's not the same, but I mean, you know, it's the area.
Dynamic, I'm sure.
And he talked about how Orange still has issues with some racial issues and tensions and this, that, and the other, and that it's not that far from Vidor. There are certain elements, and he just said it's getting harder and harder for him to come back and do the same things there that he used to do or wants to do there, which I was. And they made a point of saying it's one of the rare places in the state of Texas that's really like that. I don't know anything about the area or whatever, but I know that it was bad enough that there's a long article about Earl Thomas saying this.
No, I mean it's
true because they I mean, if you go back, and even you go back to Port Arthur, you know, when he was talking about how they did keep us segregated, I mean, that pretty much was the way it was when we were growing up. You know, we stayed on our side of Port Arthur, you know, and then everybody else stayed on the west side of Port Arthur. And then we used to share a football stadium. And I remember when we played a big deal one time, Lincoln actually burned LHS in the middle of the football field when we played them, you know, going into a game that we played them. But, yeah, it was a lot of tension back then.
Hey, thanks for catching back up, Fidencio. I appreciate it.
Well, guys, welcome back to the radio.
All right, appreciate it. But yeah, I was surprised to read that.
I mean, I think people are surprised that those things still exist. Those kind of divides still exist. But there's all these small pockets of America, especially in the South, where it's, you know, time is kind of stuck. You know, that people haven't really progressed as a community. It's sad to see.
Bun B joins us right now. So this is my radio partner, John Granada, who I was with for years. And it's interesting because,
guys, speaking of which, Port Arthur, my buddy Chad Clay owns a plant down in Port Arthur. And you were in his Astros suite, one of the getting.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know if it was a playoff game or toward the end of the season.
I think it was
the
ALCS.
It was the ALCS.
Or the ALCS.
Yeah,
games.
Yeah. You were up there. I don't want to bother you, but I saw you up there. It was nice. Yeah.
That was a fun suite.
Yeah, it was.
That's an understatement, right?
That's a great suite.
But can we put this Bun Jinx thing to bed? Did you perform in game three?
Yeah.
Did they win?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
They won it all.
Can we shut? Yeah. Did they win a World Series? Can we shut this down? I'm getting tired of hearing about it.
I don't know.
It.
They'll probably start blaming me for the Texans.
Why are they blaming? What are they blaming you for? Which?
They were trying to say that whenever I did something with the team, that the team would lose or something like that, which was the opposite. Mm-hmm. Like the Astros
Bun
actually,
had the records.
You know that the Astros came to, you know, like, where does this stuff come from? Like, I guess people think I just walk up and say, "Hey, Astros, I'm going to perform at your game Tuesday." You know what I'm saying? There's nothing you could do about it.
Yeah, they're not asking.
I don't have that kind of swag in this city.
Bun is our guest in studio. So it's crazy. This is my first time that I've had a chance to talk any sports with you personally since I know we did some stuff back at the other station. But, you know, we had talked about the Astros and the old. You know, the question was always, who do you think won a title first? And it used to be Texans or Rockets or Astros. And then it was like, ooh, Texans, Rockets, Astros. And then before you know it, here we are, and it's a wrap. The yeah. Astros got it first, and they've got a window and a runway that looks, you know, knock on wood, looks like an extended runway if they can pull it.
No, that, I think that team, if they keep the core of that team together, they could do things for a couple of years easily. I think we're a lot closer with the Rockets than we're giving ourselves credit for. I think that team, you know, they're still obviously offensively strong, but they're starting to sew up those defensive holes that they've had problems with. And I think if this, you know, the young guys get to gelling, like I think they will, they always turn it around in the after All-Star break, they kick it up a notch. I think they've got a good chance within the next 2 years of bringing the championship home.
Even with Golden State?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, within the next 2 years.
Right. You know, here's the problem is you know, they do this every year in the regular season. They're a real good regular season team, and then gag in the postseason. And until – I think everybody's taking it with a grain of salt until – this city supports a winner. This city supports a team that they think can win a championship. I don't know that they believe that James can win a championship. What do you? It's so far, James in the postseason, especially elimination James, has been really bad.
Yeah, elimination games. He has been not as stellar as we would like him to be.
I think he was unbelievable last year, and then Game Six is all I can think of.
Yeah, right.
I'm just like, man.
So does Chris sew up those holes? I think.
Well, there's another guy that hasn't performed. I mean, well, he's performed in the postseason. His teams haven't.
Right.
Right. I think Tracy McGrady, everybody just thinks, well, Tracy McGrady couldn't win anything. Tracy McGrady was really good.
Van Gundy brought that to our attention. Like, go look at Tracy McGrady's playoff stats. Like, oh, damn, they're better in regular season.
Dwight Howard was good. How good was Dwight Howard against Portland? He was excellent against Portland, and yet they lose.
But here's
that wasn't on Dwight,
but,
for sure.
But the other day was a perfect example of why Chris Paul makes his team different. He had 4 points in the game, but he had 14 assists, no turnovers, and they just cruised. Like, Chris Paul is at that point of his career, like older Gary Payton, where he doesn't care about – I don't think he cares about stats at all. James wants to go try to get a triple-double. Go ahead.
He wants that chip.
He wants the chip. And they've got three bigs. You talked about defense. Capella's a much better defender than he's been in the past.
P.J. Tucker.
P.J. Tucker is like having Chuck Hayes again. You got Tarik Black, who can give you some good minutes. And Nene showed us last year. Nene was the most shocking guy to me all last year. I was like, wow, Nene can still play. Well, and Nene as a finisher is a really underrated finisher. And Chris Paul gets you such easy baskets now. James and Chris Paul can get you some really easy looks. So I don't know. This team is, because the Astros did what they did, I really do feel like the Rockets, and it's early in the season, they're really sliding under the radar. We're 20 games in. They're 16-4.
What we saw, though, out of the Astros that we haven't seen out of any of our teams since Akeem was some nuts.
Yeah.
Okay? Because the Texans, when they go into New England, I got my Letterman jacket on, and they play like, you know, there's no chance that they could beat New England in New England. The Astros said, screw Kershaw, screw Jansen, screw Sale, screw Kimbrel.
Winning in New York?
We're going to beat their ass, and we don't care.
Every game.
Every game.
We watched it. Hogbirds.
Well, in New York, they kind of.
Bun and I were
mean, really, mentality.
They didn't
every
really
game.
Nut
yeah, we
up
were
in
at the
they
game
were never
too.
Scared of any of those teams.
No,
they were never scared of anybody.
Were we at game one or game two?
We were at game
Hogbirds.
That was game one.
Yeah, was it game? Yeah, at game one. It was game two where they let them drop. Where Alex Bregman? No, it was first. No. It was Marwin.
Game two was Correa hitting.
Well, Marwin extended it. Remember with his home run.
Oh, and you're talking about the Dodgers.
Yeah. That's what we're saying. There's so many not the Red Sox against Sale or Kimbrel. No. Not the ones against the Yankees. No, it's the Dodgers. Like that's how many times they let them drop. We got to figure out which closer or starter they ruined and who it was on the team who ruined them.
Yeah, and we haven't. And that's what I think the Rockets got to get. Is just screw you, Golden State. We don't care. We're going to beat your ass.
I tell that to young artists all the time. It's good to have reverence for me, but one day you got to wake up and be like, man, F Bun B, I'm the best dude. You got to have that mentality.
Right.
You can't always defer and just say, well, Jordan's best. You can't beat you. No, somebody's going to end up being bigger and better than everybody at some point. You just got to get over the mental block of kowtowing to people that you've always been told are better than everybody else. Be like, man, I don't care who those dudes are. I'm the best now, you know?
And that's not a sign of disrespect. It's a level of confidence that you better have if you want to be the greatest or you want to be a champion of something.
Do you really believe that somebody could beat Michael Jordan?
No. But if they don't ever believe it, then they never will.
But they didn't.
Hey, when we come back,
you ain't a LeBron guy is better than Michael Jordan guy, are you?
No.
He's not from that era.
He's not from
the LeBron era. But when we come back, I want to talk about when you... We're on with Skip, and back in the day with First Take with Skip, and because you sat in with Skip at least once, maybe twice, with Skip and Stephen A. Smith, because those talking head shows are where all the LeBron debate, and it's interesting because the younger the guys get, the more they are all in on Team LeBron would beat Team Jordan and the reasons why.
So stop.
I want to do some of that when we come back. It's 8:28 right now. And I got to tell you, my friends over at Texas Star Foods, Rick and Michelle Martin, when it comes to, Bun knows about good barbecue. There's good barbecue all over the city, but you can be one of those people cranking out amazing barbecue. We don't even mess with turkeys for Thanksgiving. We just go get a brisket, and I do the brisket. And this year I smoked it. Last year I smoked it on Green Mountain. This year it was on a Memphis wood-fired grill. That has Wi-Fi control and temperature control of anywhere from 180 to 700 degrees. Green Mountain can get up to 500 degrees. You've got the Saber, which is the infrared grills. They've got Napoleon. They offer the ability to switch to charcoal. And many models have an amazing sear zone. And don't forget those Kamado Joe ceramic grill cookers. If you're intimidated and you say, I don't know which grill is right for me, stop in at one of their two spots and they will tell you exactly which ones are going to fit what you're looking for. They have an anniversary grill sale happening right now. So stop in and get up on the very best grills, spices, marinades, and grilling accessories. All at Texas Star Grill Shop. You can go to TexasGrillShop.com. That's TexasGrillShop.com. It's Shepherd and 59 in Houston or Louetta in Spring. It's TexasGrillShop.com. Get your barbecue game up.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
8:34, Bun B in studio with us here on ESPN 97.5. John, Lance, Dell. Raheel's going to come by at the top of the hour. Bun B hanging out, talking a little music. What were you talking about? You're going to see
Jay-Z.
Yeah, you went and saw Jay-Z. I was following on your Instagram. Bun's Instagram is back up and stronger than ever. You were at 444, the concert. You went to two of Jay's concerts. Yeah. I saw your wife in a sweet coat. I saw you. Had Mez or something. It's got to be a sponsor or something. It was new. Mez.
Yeah, that's the cannabis kind of
CBD world. Deal?
Yeah,
where?
Yeah, I don't know if you know, but it's going to be a big deal.
It's going to be going in all the in stores where everything's legal. So Vegas, Colorado,
pretty much everywhere,
California, Seattle,
nice
places. Because everybody's kind of getting in that space now. I've got a little frame of reference for it.
You know something about the biz?
A little bit.
You know something?
So I saw your videos and everything from the 444 Jay-Z concert. So how was it? You were at two of them, right? You were in New York and Canada?
No, we went to Houston and Canada.
Oh, okay. Those were the two.
So we went to, which was interesting because they did a couple of different songs, we noticed. She was like, I don't remember this song in Houston. You know, and
change the set list.
Yeah, change up the set list. I guess different, you know, and I do that from time to time, right? Like if I'm in the South, there are certain songs that resonate stronger here that people want to hear more. And then when I branch out, the further you get away from here, then the more of those national kind of records and records with people from the East Coast and the Midwest, that's kind of what they want to hear because that's their frame of reference for it. You just kind of cater to the region that you're playing.
I know you're not going to badmouth anything because you never do in the music business, but Alan Reed wanted us to ask you what you thought about all these guys auto-tuning and doing stuff like that because that doesn't
bother me.
I know you're not bothered by anything.
Doesn't bother me. Doesn't take any food off my plate. My crowd doesn't.
Somebody asked you about mumble rap, and you said, I don't even like the phrase mumble rap. Yeah, that doesn't bother me either.
I don't pay attention to a lot. I'm too old to pay attention to what a lot of
If they're not in
doing.
Your lane... You let them be.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people got to do what they feel they want to do. And if a million people like it, I mean, it's got to be some kind of connection they're making. Doesn't mean it's good or bad. It just means they're making a connection with people in the moment. And who am I to say that this isn't their moment? You know, I let people have theirs. People talk crazy about my music when I first started because everybody didn't understand it. Now it's, you know, people call me OG and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So you just kind of go with the flow, man. I don't get caught up in popular opinions.
So what's your people don't realize that you are one of the guys. I don't love the term foodie, but you're a guy who is a restaurant guy.
I'm a fat
high
guy.
End.
I'm a fat dude. Yeah. I'm a fat dude with chefs for friends. That's what.
Fat guys are chefs for friends.
Some of my best friends are chefs.
One of your really good friends is Chris Shepherd. One of the things I got in an email. And it said, we are now delivering underbelly sandwiches. I'm like,
I saw that email. That was like 2 days ago, right?
Yeah, did you read the fine print? It's like a minimum $150 order. I'm like, well, I really want it, but I can't.
That changes everything.
How many sandwiches you
got? Three. Three sandwiches.
There's six different sandwiches. There's a choice of six different ones on there. Like, I'm going to try to talk to David Gal. You know it'd be good for lunch? Underbelly sandwiches. Oh, let's order some. Well, let's order, at least 10.
Or more.
They're not cheap
Underbelly's
sandwiches,
good
but they're
though,
really,
man.
Underbelly.
Made the best. I remember they made me a sandwich one day, just hanging out with Chris. He was like, "You hungry?" I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "What do you want?" I was like, "I don't know. Good sandwich."
Fat guy was chef. Is that the best?
And they just
you want a sandwich?
Oh. They just made me a sandwich, man. They put like three different meats on it, some great bread, like some smoke stuff that had been hanging in. Oh, God, it was just.
It's like, the best.
It's. We're talking fat talk now.
I know. Well, what about Caswell's new spot? You guys said you did the thing over there. You know,
so we went to Oxbow. I've gone to Oxbow to lunch. Food's really good. We went. I hosted a watch party and Bun hosted a watch party at Hogbird's, which is his rooftop bar. This is no hyperbole. The view is it's on top of the Le Meridian Hotel.
I've never seen Houston from that.
I have
angle.
Not either.
I've
I thought it was Houston. Incredible.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is it? What's the street?
It's on Franklin Street. I don't know all the cross sections and everything, Bun. You might know it, but
I'm not.
It's super easy. Yeah, it's super easy. I mean, now with these maps, I mean, this is. I don't even get lost, John. You don't know
even get lost.
I don't even get lost anymore. But
can they find
view,
your shoes though?
Yeah, yeah. I don't.
You got an app to find your shoes?
One time, Bun, I left my shoes on top of my car in morning.
He left his shoes.
And I drove off.
I was trying to figure out what.
He was carrying his shoes as opposed to having them on his feet.
I was tired.
Like
I didn't
a
know
cup
what
of coffee or something that you
yeah,
put on.
Yeah, it. And but he put his shoes up there.
And then
he
I
showed up
off.
For the show, and he was like, I don't have any shoes.
But I had some golf spikes, so I wore golf spikes around all day. Like, why are you wearing some golf spikes? Don't worry about it. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
Yeah. Because I'm putting here?
No. Yeah, because I'm always working on the short
through,
game.
Pal. I'm just playing through.
Yeah, for life I'm playing through. No, but Hogbirds, they're upstairs. Their bar setup was phenomenal. It was really, really cool.
Well, it is, I guess.
It still is, yeah. It still is, but it was fun. But the Houston sports scene is as good.
It's
John, we did radio. We started in 97, and you were here before then. Right. And I knew you back like 95 is when I met you. It's never been this good.
Nope.
Because if you think about it, I know where the Texans are 4-7, but they have Deshaun Watson. You have a real quarterback. At least it sure looks like
it. For the first time.
You have a World Series championship with a team that has a pretty wide open window. And right now, your basketball team is in contention for the championship. I mean, they have that kind of team. I understand that Golden State is Golden State. But I think it looks like you're definitely the second best team in the West, at least.
September and October are some of the best sports months.
Yeah.
In Houston. Just watching Deshaun find his way, watching the Astros just go through and just demolish everybody in their path.
October was the best.
Probably one of the best sports. I mean, just the feeling, how good it felt, you know, looking at the future of where we are now as a city, as a sports city. I mean, watching the Astros, you know, beat legacy teams was huge.
Every team was a legacy team.
Every team they had to go through was a legacy team. To watch those guys walk up to them like, what legacy? Like 27, what? Nobody, like, we don't care about that here, you know? Yeah. And I took a lot of heat from a lot of guys. I got a lot of friends in New York, and they were just like, there's no way you guys are going to beat the Yankees.
But you notice Yankee fans turned and were Astros fans when they played the Dodgers? That's the one rare thing. The Astros had a team that were so likable that fan bases from around the country, I've got friends who are Cub fans, we've friends in Chicago, they're all in on the Astros. Like, everybody jumped in on Astros because they're the likable team. They're the team that's having fun, the team that's a diverse combination of young guys who all love each other. That was like, they're like America's team. It's not the Dallas Cowboys. It's the Houston Astros.
Better month, October this year or June of 94?
Ooh.
Remember, Bagwell was on his MVP run.
Yes. Oh, man.
And they got their first title here.
Man, it's tough because I want to just say October this year, just default to the newest thing. But man, when you get your first title, man.
I remember being first on title. Richmond. I remember being on Richmond.
That was the best.
Man, you were a young buck. We all were.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like in our, you know, probably our third year making music. I was us kind of bringing Pimp's oldest son out with us. Into the city, kind of. We just parked in Bennigan's parking lot and just watched the cars go up and down.
The Bennigan's right there off Kirby or whatever? Yeah. That was the spot.
That was the spot back in the day.
They said Sam Cassell would go get a Monte Cristo. That was supposedly the spot.
I went down by Fountain View in Richmond and over by
Sam's Boat and all that stuff.
All that.
Yeah,
that's where I went.
Well, they used to have Yucatan Liquor Stand.
Yep. Mike Armstrong's.
Yeah, they had all those spots, but that was I don't know. That was a pretty special time.
That was special because that was the first one.
But it seems, boy, the Astros, when you look at everything, though, Chris Paul's a rocket, even though he was hurt in the knee. Deshaun, slaughtering teams. Seattle, don't care. New England, don't care. The Titans need 50? Here, Dick LeBeau, let me give you 50. Hall of Fame defensive coordinator Dick LeBeau, you get 50. So,
and just hearing Houston, you know, talked about, you know, for all the right reasons.
Yeah.
And then I think after Harvey, you know, I think everybody, America wanted to see Houston win something.
That's a big part.
I honestly do. I don't think it was a pity party. You know, I think it was like, you guys deserve something. You know what I'm saying? You got young players that want to give you that. You know, we got young players on the Rockets, young players on the Texans, you know, as far as the, you know, the quarterback is concerned.
Right.
And young players, obviously, on the Astros. So I think, you know, people are like, hey, man, I hope you guys win it. It would be great for your city right now.
In L.A., that's all they got is sexual assault. That's all they got there. That's what they do.
I, you know what? I think I got to pick October just for what the city had been through.
Yep.
And just how uplifting it was. Because I remember trying to walk through that parade crowd, man. It was...
I tell you this, I was exhausted after it was over, though. I mean, every game was, you know, I mean, tooth and nail.
We were at game five.
Good Lord. I left because I was exhausted. We just got, of course, we were traveling that weekend and everything else, but it was so exhausting every single game. That was what was off. I miss it now. I mean, what do we got? What do we got? Texans, Ravens? That's what we're looking at? Texans, Ravens right now?
You got a good Rockets team. It's just the NBA season. You typically wait until after Christmas before you really start getting into stuff. That's just the way it is. Well, and the Texans
actually, you might want to get into it tonight. I'm shooting the first shot tonight.
You are?
Are you?
Yeah, I'm probably going to miss. It's going to be amazing.
Get your shot. Hey, we got a break.
You playing small forward? What are you doing?
I am playing water boy.
Well, it's a good thing you're on the bench.
Yeah.
That's what this show is called. So you can just come off when you need to.
I'll just ride the pine with you guys.
It's 8:45 right now. When we come back, Bun mentioned the hurricane. I want to mention all three of us were doing stuff during a hurricane, different things, but the same cause. I want to get into that when we come back.
Right now, though, I want to talk about Coors Light. Now, how about this?
Fine with me.
Is this not perfect, Bun? All right, let's talk a little Coors Light here.
That's good.
Isn't it good? See, even Bun agrees with me here. Coors Light, listen. Like I said before, it's like bacon is with eggs now, okay? I'm speaking for Coors Light, and I can't be happier. I am telling you, I don't know how many I had yesterday, but we're playing golf, and it's like, about the 16th hole, all right, we're out of beer. The good dude goes, well, I got this other kind of light. We'll wait. Because you got to have the cold, crisp, delicious. I'm telling you, it is what beer tastes like. If you're looking for a beer that you're just going to feel comfortable with, and how about just 102 calories, 5 carbs per 12 ounces? You know, everybody's talking about, well, you got to get this ultra beer. No, you don't. You got it right here with Coors Light. And it just tastes better. It just tastes different. It just tastes like beer should taste. Yeah, you could have all your foofy beer, whatever. They suck. What is beer is Coors Light. And if you're looking for a great beer that you will feel comfortable with every single day, because I have it every single day, you now have got Coors Light. Coors Light XP, download from the App Store today. Next time you grab for beer, grab for a Coors Light. If you haven't had it before, child, please get you some Coors Light. Whatever your mountain is, climb on Coors Light. Drink responsibly.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Big Terrible, Texas. It's where legends are born. I'm Lil Kiki the Don, original screwed up click. It's a dedication to DJ Screw. Fat Pack, Big Mellow, Big Steve, Philly.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Welcome back. ESPN 97.5, 8:51. Raheel's hanging out with us now. Talking a little Supreme. Did you have the Hype Beast in?
Oh, yeah. We had Jose Hype Beast in on Monday.
He did.
We got our own Hype Beast here, Bun.
I see that.
Yeah. And it's Jose, and we were just talking about the Yeezy release for the Belugas. And like the guys here, the producers, the younger guys, they had a Yeezy party where everyone came to the studio. They all logged on to like 15 computers, and everybody tried to cop a pair. 4 out of 5 got some. And they were happy, man. That was like a big moment for them because now they have a pair. And they all decided to wear them, surprisingly.
No resale. Well, I mean, I just got the Off-White Jordans, which is probably one of the hottest shoes that kids are after right now.
Do you lick them first?
No,
do you lick the sole first?
I didn't even know about that.
I got a wife.
That's what the kids do because, well, they're still in their parents' basement.
They don't have a wife.
Right. I don't do that. I told him about that. I said, yeah, that's what you do. When you get some, not, you get new Jordans, you lick the bottoms.
Well, that's just it. No, you do
but
that.
I don't do that. No, I have a wife.
Oh,
don't embarrass me in front of Bun.
He does it. He does it, Bun.
He does.
Well, we couldn't afford it when we were younger, home. So now I do it now.
Welcome
what?
To my home.
Yeah. So you do you own any Supreme? Anything Supreme?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I got on a Babe jacket right now. So I mean, and mine is kind of one of one because I bought it, but then I end up finding extra patches. I bought a bunch of patches when Babe used to make patches so you could customize your product back in the day, and then I found them like moving, like, oh wow, I got all these old Babe patches. So I just started putting them on older Babe stuff because I bought a bunch of Babe, and then I gained weight and couldn't wear it. And then put it in the, you know, put it in the closet, put it in the archives, and then lost weight.
And you're like, I'm back.
And then started, and my son had been wearing all of my Supreme and all of my Babe because I couldn't get it. Because when online shopping started, I became obsessed.
So you've been on Supreme for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's not a new brand. You know, it's over 20 years old.
Really? Because I'm just hearing about it.
Yeah, and Lance it's just over 20 years, but it's just something gets hot. Because
well, what
influencers
it is,
say it's hot.
It's Supreme and Babe kind of always come back cyclically because it gets to the point where like everybody wants to wear it, right? Because it's very exclusive and it's hard to get. And then when people can't get it, they gravitate to other brands. And then everybody starts to wear those other brands. And then when everybody's wearing all these other brands and look alike, people start going back.
It's just supply and demand. Is
because it's different.
Is what it is.
It's one of the most fascinating things because Supreme has figured out marketing and the demand, the supply and demand of it, where they'll put out their logo on something so dumb, like a brick. And you talked about like $50 to release it, but the resale is $250 on the resale market.
Like we have a theory that Supreme is picking like 5 products every season just to do something absurd. Just to see.
You mean like this jacket? Like who the hell would buy that?
That's not absurd. That's I would wear that. That's
let
pretty
me see.
Fly.
No.
That's fly. You walk around in Utah with that on.
Yeah, right. Park nice. City.
Yeah.
That's Park City right there.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You but can we also don't live there.
Jackson Hole. You can get in Jackson Hole with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But we if don't you, live there, I don't think.
Yeah. So, no, you ain't get much wear.
Which I have different
Houston.
Styles.
Yeah.
You and John Bun. And Bun are different aesthetics.
A little different.
You think we have different styles, me and Bun?
That's a guess.
Yeah.
But then they'll do chopsticks too. And then that'll be like.
Real chopsticks.
Yeah.
Supreme chopsticks.
And those are like $200 each?
No, they don't resell that high because I think the chopsticks were only like $20.
And then, but they'll resell easily.
They'll resell about $100.
Yeah.
So. Well, that seems that seems reasonable.
Yeah, for chopsticks.
Everlast collaboration. So they just did like the boxing robes.
Yeah.
And the mat and a big punching bag, so you could get like a Supreme punching bag.
Supreme because you got to have a boxing robe if you're just at your house
and gloves.
Now, I would wear some just a boxing robe out and about.
Silk Everlast globe.
Monday Night Raw, Enzo, this wrestler, he has a Supreme robe on, and that's his big game. He's just a hype beast.
Really?
And he wears a Supreme robe out, the cheetah print one, and you're just like, what?
Wow.
That's easily $800 right there.
He's probably getting paid by Supreme.
Supreme's not paying anybody.
Nobody. Hey, I want to swing it to this real quick before the top of the hour. I mentioned, I do think a lot of people around the country were cheering for the Astros in part because the hurricane and people's thoughts. So I want Houston to have the same way people did it with the Saints after Katrina.
Absolutely. You know what? That's a good point.
Because I felt that way about the Saints, but I wasn't thinking that way about us. Like we had been through it. You don't pity yourself when you're in the midst of it. And you know, Bun, I know that you and I worked together on trying to get some stuff done for Port Arthur, your hometown, whenever everything went down. But also here, John was actually at ABC. You were doing like dispatch stuff, trying to tell guys who were in boats where to save people, right?
Right. We were getting calls. My wife's the news director at Channel 13, and she said, you got to come in and help us. And we had 5 people answering phones for people. I'm calling the police, and we can't get out. Can Channel 13 do anything? And then we had a bunch of people calling, I got a boat. So I was putting them together to go. And it was really,
insane.
Really
Those
neat.
The first couple of days was... Really, there were a lot of guys in the city that were a good friend of mine, GT. He's a local radio DJ. He had a line in with like the Navy, so he was tied into these high end phone calls that were only satellite phones that certain people even had.
Navy,
right?
Communication. He was getting information from everywhere. There was an app There's a walkie-talkie app. I can't think of the name of it, right? Zello. That was major point of communication.
Yes, we were using that.
That's how a lot of people were finding out, okay, we just went down this highway.
Right.
If you're in a car with this much clearance, you could make it through. Like, it was just an hour-to-hour thing of people updating people on what was open. It was intense, man.
And we had a listener here that was he tweeted out about the Cajun Navy.
Dude, they were incredible.
Yeah, tiny. And then I got with him, and the Cajun Navy was unbelievable.
They should be the CNN Heroes of the Year. Like, seriously.
Yes.
I can't believe they didn't get nominated.
So I got a text.
They saved easily hundreds of lives.
Yes, easily.
I got a text from a number I don't recognize. His name was Mark. I can't remember his last name. He played at LSU when my dad was there. He doesn't keep track of my dad. He doesn't know. I don't even know how he got my number. He texted, hey, this is Mark. Whatever his name, he's a safety at LSU. Hey, I got a boat. I want to come down. Tell me where I need to go. I'm like, I mean, I don't know where to go. I don't even know what you can get through. And he goes, please let me know. Find out. Text me back here. And he eventually, I think, made it down through somebody else because I didn't know how to get people around. I just knew things were covered in water. But it was amazing those guys got here and saved as many people. Like, they saved lives.
Right.
The Cajun Navy. They came and saved lives, and a lot of them said, we're going to put on for Texas every chance we get because of what they did for the hurricane when we had it.
Right.
Every single time.
But there were guys that were coming from Louisiana, called up to say, and I'm talking to them, hey, okay, so you're going to boat? Yeah. I'll be there in 13 hours. Okay. And they're driving all night and getting any way that they could possibly get here.
You should have saw his video when you took a truck. So Arian Foster's brother, Arian and his brother, and they were a setup stage to the staging for clothes, and I had donations, and I brought like $1,400 worth of clothes from Target, like underwear, bras, all this stuff. I was checking in with Bun on what to bring, and Bun was trying to get ice machines, porta potties, whatever, to Port Arthur, because Port Arthur was kind of forgotten about, same way Dickinson was here. Yep. And I saw Bun's video when you drove. Somehow you got there with those trucks to Port Arthur. It was, I mean, you just can't believe
it was the
motley
crew of people, man. Like, there was local comedian. A local graphics designer, so King Kiran, the comedian, Mo Bang's a graphic designer, DJ, Mr. Rogers, a rapper, Trader Truth, kind of like just took it upon themselves to like go out and try to just help people and save lives. And they knew what I was trying to get into my town. So one of them had like a repurposed army truck with those huge trucks, and he's like, yo, we found a way that normal trucks, because they were the only people that could get into there. We're like, we found a way that you guys can go. You're going to need about at least 3 foot of clearance for the water, but if you can make it, like, you can't go in any car. There's no car that will make it.
Mm-mm.
But if you can get a jacked up enough truck, you can make it through there. And that's the video I sent you. And we were going to, they called at 3 a.m. My wife was like, well, we got to wait till the sun comes up.
Yeah.
You don't want to go through that kind of stuff at night because you can't see where
you're
going.
That's why you have a wife. They make smarter decisions.
And you don't have to lick your shoes. And
they make sure that you always have your shoes on when you leave the house.
Hey, did you pull your shoes off the roof?
Yeah, that's right.
But it was intense, man. It was intense for 3 days going in and going into my former high school and seeing dudes that I used to walk around the high school with, like, living in the high school gym because their house was destroyed. There were
so many stories that you get the chills thinking about the people. And what I loved about it was it didn't matter what you looked like, what color, what creed, what religion, whatever, we're going to save you.
I saw everybody help everybody in those days.
That was the best.
I think it was, you know, I don't know if that mentality lasts longer than that, but I know in those couple of days when the human condition was at its worst, people kind of put any reservations they had about anybody aside.
Well, but Houston,
and you know what?
I think Houston's different too in that sense that I think we are a much more diverse and our culture. We're used to Houston is really a melting pot. Houston, truly, truly, we've talked about that, Bun.
Yeah,
it didn't surprise me the way Houston responded the way that it did. National media types like it's. I got to tell you, this has been unbelievable. Like. Yeah, I mean, it's not really a surprise.
No,
for
it wasn't crazy to us. It wasn't crazy to us at all. All right, it's 9:02 ESPN 97. We're just a little bit behind. You see Mr. Gow back there? Have you talked to Mr. Gow yet? Fun.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah. I will. I'm sure I'll be talking to him in a minute.
Yeah. He owns Culture Map, too.
That's the big guy.
Yeah, that's the big guy. That's the big guy right there. All right. I'm going to tell you this. If you're a biker, Bun was talking about his clothing. I got clothes for you. If you love bikes, if you love Harley Davidson, a Christmas gift that you cannot put a price tag on for people who love bikes. Because what do they want? They want to wear their gear. Well, you've got it at Republic Harley-Davidson. Riding jackets, helmets, gloves, boots, sunglasses, hats. It's basically a clothing store. Oh, yeah, and then there's like thousands of motorcycles in there. New, used, you can trade yours in. It's unbelievable. This is like a little motorcycle city. We've done shows from there. Love it. But when you walk in, you go, first of all, when you drive up, there's rows and rows of motorcycles out there. And then you walk into the store and you're like, wow, it is unbelievable that you could actually pick the one. It's got to pop for you. Okay. But I promise you something will pop for you because the selection is unbelievable. You're looking for that gift this holiday season. Get a gift of a bike. And don't know how to ride? They got riding lessons. And oh, by the way, now they're open 7 days a week. Financing for everyone. Open 7 days a week during the holidays. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway. Online at RepublicHD.com. RepublicHD.com. You're looking for that gift this holiday season. Republic Harley-Davidson. By the bed of shit, not Trina, but I swear to God, it's good to make you call your girl up and tell her, hey, what's good? Sorry, I'm never coming home, I'ma stay for good. They hang a phone up and proceed to lay the wood. I ain't fast like 911. Preach on, brother.
ESPN 97.5.